Welcome to season 3.5. This is Loud as a Mother, the podcast. I'm your host, Looney B. And now my favorite part. I'm about to get loud as a mother. What's good, y'all? So I'm just going to start this one off with a little warning. I know that I'm always going on about how I want to keep these episodes short, but this episode is about one of my most favoritest people. So just go ahead, pause the episode, get you a little snack, plan you a nice little drive, buckle in, because this ain't that. So keep listening if you want to hear me wish my sister a happy birthday. I really didn't know where to start this one, so I'm like, I'm going to just start at the beginning, okay? I never really was the type to be like, oh, I want a little sister, I want a little brother. Like, I really didn't, because I was so close to my cousins, and like all of my cousins were like my siblings. And then when it came to a point where like I was like the youngest cousin or whatever. So then when it came to everyone like growing up and us kind of separating or whatever, I still wasn't really at that point, because I had went so long without a sibling. Me and my sister have a huge age gap, but luckily that has not interfered with our relationship. I'm so grateful for that. And I feel like where most would have that sibling rivalry, it actually allowed for us to not have that, because we were in such different phases of just life at different parts. So it's like, she's a toddler and I'm graduating from eighth grade, I'm in high school. Like, it was just different things going on. So it was really, really cool. I love having a little sister, even though I had never really pictured that for myself. And I truly cannot believe that she is almost out of her teens. And I feel like not many people can say that. Like, for real. As close as my cousins and us are, like, I don't want to hear that. Oh, you getting big. Oh, you grown. No. Stop it. Siblings, parents, grandparents, it stopped there, okay? Don't be talking about, oh, you got so big. No. Aunties even. No. Cut it. Cut it. You wasn't in the trenches. Even if you were, you weren't. I'm telling you now. Cut it now. Like, I really remember pulling up to the spelling bees for my sister. And now it's like she is at work, driving, doing all type of stuff by herself. Like, we used to go to the mall together like every weekend or whatever, or even not even the mall, we would just go anywhere about every weekend. And I do miss that. Y'all know this might end up being short, because I know at some point I'm gonna just get sad, and I said that I was gonna keep it together, because this is my, like, that saying about you having siblings, like that being your first kid, it's something like that. I ain't look it up. I just remember hearing it. And, like, not in a way, like, I really don't feel like my, like, I wasn't, like, a babysitter to my sister. But probably because, like, there were times when, I mean, I guess that was my responsibility. But I think, but it just wasn't that. Like, my sister was bad when she was little, but I wasn't. Even though we have an age gap, like, it was mainly, I was never really responsible for her care then. But it was when she got about 8 or so, and then I would, you know, watch her, whatever. But it wasn't, you know, like me having to keep an eye out. She's a, oh my goodness, y'all. Oh, see, I won't get to that, but this is looping in. This one is off the head, y'all. I normally write these scripts just so I can try to remember things. But for my sister, it's like, she is top two. funniest people that I know. Like, I'm not kidding. She's genuinely funny. And I think, like, when I think about my kids, I think that she is, like, most like my daughter. My daughter is more like her. And then my son is more like me. Because I think I'm funny. I ain't gonna lie to you. But not in a hysterical way. I just know that I be cracking people up or something. Like, that's just facts, okay? Like, you cannot, I'm not saying, like, I'm just Eddie Murphy out here. I'm just saying, like, when people talk to me, they laugh. And I've noticed it. So, when it comes to my sister, I feel like it cannot be, like, just, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, you have to actually think about her to get the essence of who she is. Like she is just, oh my goodness. Y'all understand? Like, she is just, okay. So, this is probably this is not my favorite memory. And that was another reason why, like, I did start, like, trying to create a script. But then when I got to the favorite memory part, I'm like, no way. Like, because it's no favorite memory of her. I think that she is a chaotic person, you guys. Like, something about people born in February for me, like, that is my experience. It's not, because for me, I'm not an astrological person, but, and it's going to be like, but you are. But no, like, I'm not in the gemstones, and I'm not talking about all of this. Yes, that man goes to the border body every day. Not into, like, you know, all the whatever. But I do believe, like, that the your star sign or whatever, your zodiac sign, it is linked to, like, how people act. Like, I know the people I've met in certain zodiac, like, they act the same. And any experience of me talking about a person from this zodiac, they're like, you're right. So there has to be some type of, I don't know, to it, right? But for me, the only month where it's like, it doesn't matter. And maybe it is that, like, they only got that 28 day thing going, so it's kind of, they all looped together. February, Aquarius, Pisces, they act the same. They are chaotic, they are menaces, but not in, like, a terrible way. It's just like, they are just that's how I describe them. Every single one of them I know is like, let me deep breath, okay? Like, I love you, but, like, what is happening right now? Like, what are we talking about? Okay, first of all, settle down. What are we talking about? You know, okay. So, all that's be said, like, when I'm thinking about my sister, that's why my husband did not have a favorite memory either. Like, I can't come up with favorite memories for these people. I mean, a lot of people, like my mom. Look, let me get back on subject. My sister jumped off a dress. So my mom, and she still has this dresser to this day, has this dresser. It's a heavy dresser, super heavy wood. It's, yeah. And then on top of it is this about 3-foot mirror. It's probably 3 feet by 3 feet. I'm not, because it has the mirror, and then on the sides it has these shelves, and the shelves have things on them. And I was in my room, and my sister was in my mom's room, and all I heard was this loud thump. It was more than a thump. It was just, and the girl was jumping off the dresser and made the mirror fall. And normally for my sister, I'm trying to, like, you know, combat things, make sure nobody find out, blah, blah, blah. Make sure she don't get in trouble. I mean, because essentially then I get in trouble too, right? Because it's like, what was you doing? But it was way too heavy. I could not put it up myself. So I remember calling my mom at work. You know, you don't be calling your mom at work. And I'm just like, before you get her, this happened or whatever. I don't remember my mom being super mad. Because, like, my sister could have really got hurt. I'm just like, what were you doing? And so, yeah, that is probably a top memory. Definitely not my favorite, but it's up there. And then she goes to say, like, I don't know what happened, because I had did that like 20 times before it fell. I'm like, what? And then you go back now and you're thinking about things, and like, my kids will absolutely do something like that, and they jump off things all the time, and it reminds me of their aunt, but not to like where she was jumping from. Like, y'all have to see, because it's like, you think of a dresser and you're like, oh, I could see kids jumping off a dresser. No, it's not even like, it's really not enough space for you to be jumping. Like, I don't even, okay. Like, something I look forward to doing with my sister are amusement parks. I have not been to amusement parks with her in so long. But I mean, everything you do with her is, you know, it's gonna be over the top, y'all. I can't wait to do it, though. I'm definitely going to record that. That is going to be a moment, okay? I have this video of her recently, and I don't know. I'm gonna say she was dancing, but I don't know what she was doing. It's the funniest thing, and it keeps popping up in, like, my memories on my phone. Like, it keeps coming up, and I cry laughing every time. So I'm gonna send it to her, and I'm gonna see if she'll let me post it. But it's the most hilarious thing ever. Yeah, like I say, it's just over the top of her. But amusement parks from when we were little was just so funny, and yeah, I can't wait to do that. I think my favorite thing about my sister is the fact that we do have an age gap. But like, even when she was little, like, I would be talking to her, talking my ears off, and I feel like she may not have known what I was talking about, but I don't feel like she gave like no doctor feel advice or whatever, but I feel like she was listening, you know what I'm saying? And for me, that's been an important factor for me. Like, I don't really like getting input per se. Like, sometimes I can take some criticism, blah 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 blah, but like, if I'm talking about something, I don't need someone to try to fix the problem. I don't need them to respond. I just want to talk and get my thoughts off, and I feel better. I don't need the advice aspect of it. And I feel like that's what everybody comes with. And it's like, I just want my thoughts into the universe, which is why I'm here on this show right now. I feel like it's just for me to get a lot of my thoughts off. And that's why this one is important to me. So when you guys are listening to me, there's like an added bonus. And I'm like, oh my goodness, they're listening. But for me, I just be talking to myself, okay? But yeah, like, I feel like ever since, you know, I've known her, at least to the point where she was comprehensible, I would talk to her and tell her things about my life. And that's important to have someone like that. And I just hope that she always knows she can call me any time of day, no matter what. Even though I'm a mom now, and I'll always be a listening ear to her. And hopefully, if she does need any type of guidance, I can be that for her too. So, I'm gonna try to wrap this up while I get to crying out here, because I miss my sister so much, like so much. I'm not even kidding. Like, I just cried at it recently because she's my sister. I don't know how y'all don't be talking to y'all sisters. I don't know how y'all don't talk to y'all siblings, how y'all don't love y'all, but that ain't me. I really miss my sister. She is a very integral part of my life. I love her for ill, you know, and this forever. And that's how we rocking 12 o'clock. You know what I mean? So, happy birthday to the Harajuku. No, happy birthday to my sister. I love you so much. And I hope you have the best day ever.